About 200,000 New York State residents have hepatitis C. In 2014, the state became the first in the nation to mandate screening for the disease in baby boomers. That's the group most at risk for having it. A new report from the state shows that 50% more patients now get tested as a result. WNYC's Audrey Quinn found one such patient.
Tina Harris. She works at Mount Pleasant Church in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. And around here, they call her by another name.
I'm Sister Tina.
Harris is 52, at the young end of the baby boomer generation. A few years ago, her doctor ran the mandated Hep C test on her and found it in her blood.
I don't even know how I even got exposed to Hep C. I didn't understand.
The disease had gone unchecked long enough her liver showed signs of damage.
I think it could very easily have been overlooked if there hadn't been a mandate in place.
Kathleen Burnock is a nurse practitioner at Bedford-Stuyvesant Family Health Center. She's been in charge of Harris's care.
I had to make sure I got my blood work done every 2 weeks. I had to see my doctor to get more information about the disease and what I was up against.
She's thorough. She's very thorough.
According to state researchers, the new screening mandate has helped 40% more patients find treatment. Even though wait times can last as long as 6 months, and the best drugs can cost up to $90,000 a course. Tina Harris got screened for hepatitis C one last time in January. And it's now official. She's free of the disease. Audrey Quinn, WNYC News.